I wish I'd known then what we all know now. The post office was lying on an industrial scale to me and other ministers. And when I met Alan Bates and listened to his concerns, I put those concerns to officials in my department, to the post office, to the National Federation of Postmasters. And it's clear they all were lying to me.
But you were contacted initially. Is it a regret of yours that you didn't take it seriously enough right at the very beginning?
Why is the first Postal Affairs Minister to meet Mr. Bates, to listen to him against the advice that I'd received, because I was concerned by his letter, and I listened to him and I took his concerns and I put them to officials, I put them to the post office, and it's clear the post office lied to the victims, to judges, to the public, to me and other postal ministers for over 20 years. This is a conspiracy by the post office to deceive people.
Shouldn't someone be held accountable for that? You're saying that the post office has been lying on an industrial scale. Something needs to be done about that, doesn't it?
Well, I've fully supported the independent inquiry, and it needs to get to the bottom of it. I'm more than happy to give evidence to that inquiry so that people are held to account. When you talk to sub postmasters, I have a sub postmaster who was a victim in my own constituency. He was convicted and sent to prison for 16 months. And it makes me sick in my stomach to think that there was that innocent man in prison for all that time. And my heart goes out to all those people. We need to make sure their convictions are overturned, and we need to make sure they are fairly compensated and quickly.
Should Paula Venables have her CBE stripped because of this?
Well, I was surprised that the Conservatives gave her the CBE in the first place, and they can answer for that.
Do you think it should be taken away? I mean, regardless of whether she was given it in the first place, she's got it now. More than, I think, roughly 1 million people have signed a petition saying that it should go. Do you think it should be taken away?
Of course, it shouldn't be in the first place, and the committee needs to meet to make that decision.
You were a minister in government when you were contacted. I understand you're saying that the post office has misled you, but there will be people at home who will be saying that you knew about this and you didn't take it seriously enough the first opportunity. Would you apologise to the victims for not doing that?
Well, I wish I knew then what I know now, what we all know now, that this was a conspiracy on a huge scale, with the post office lying to the victims, to judges, to ministers of all political parties over decades. This is quite a national scandal, and I think at the front of our minds should be those people, those sub-postmasters who've had their lives ruined, and we need to make sure they get justice, that the convictions are overturned and they're properly compensated.
The truth is, we've known about this for quite some time, but it's today that the Justice Secretary is now meeting with the Post Office Minister because of an ITV drama. What do you think that says about our politics at the moment? That despite the fact that this has been in the news, despite the fact that it's been covered quite widely, it's taken a fictional piece of work by ITV to get this back onto the government's radar.
You're right. The court case that exposed the lies by the Post Office happened in 2019. And since 2019, the Post Office has dragged their feet, ministers have dragged their feet. And it's huge credit to the sub-postmaster, particularly to Alan Bates, for continuing to campaign with huge courage. And of course, a tribute to ITV for screening this. And it suggests that the government hasn't been listening when the Post Office was proved to have lied on an industrial scale.
You were in the coalition government, and the facts speak for themselves. Liberal Democrats didn't do very well at the next general election once that coalition came to an end because vast swathes of the public were not particularly impressed with your record in government. Now your record as a minister in that government is under the spotlight because of what's happened here. Are you concerned that you may be potentially holding your party back at the next general election?
Well, I wish I knew then what we all know now. There was a conspiracy of lies from the post office to me, to other ministers, to ministers of all political parties over decades, and indeed to the courts and to the victims themselves. So, my heart goes out. It's a huge source of deep pain to me that the sub postmasters, of so many of them, have had their lives ruined by the lies from the post office.
You've made numerous calls for people to resign since coming into your role in 2019. Are you considering your position?
I wish I'd known then what I know now. The post office has engaged in a conspiracy of lies to the victims, to the judges, the courts, to ministers of all political parties over decades. They need to be held to account on behalf of those sub postmasters who've been so severely hit by this.